He's gonna start with the word all right.
Shit. Hey guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's Weird Mythic Podcast, and I'm here with the amazing, beautiful, coolest chick ever, Serena.
Keep going, don't stop.
Shit, I have no more adjectives.
Adjectives.
I'm here with Naomi, and words are hard, as always. This is episode 11. Welcome back, guys, yes. To Weird Mythic Podcast.
Yes, thanks you guys again for listening to us. We really appreciate everybody listening and all the support we've been getting online.
Oh my gosh, I love our little family that we have.
I know. I didn't realize how many people are so supportive in the world.
I know. Like,
it's awesome to see real humanity.
I'm going to give a huge shout out to my girl, my soul sister, Kayla. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shout out, girl. We love you so much. She bought our first merch item. We have merch now.
Merch.
And she bought one. And go ahead. Tell them about the merch.
Guys, we're cartoons.
Oh my God, yes.
There's cartoons of us, and it's awesome, and we're just freaking out because it's hella cute, and we also have, like, a little gravestone emblem that has Weird Mythic on it, and we're really doing this because, you know, it's Halloween coming up, it's almost spooky season, and then we're like, well, this artwork is really good and hella cute, so, Serena, take it away. We got all kinds of merch with those cute little cartoons of us on it.
Definitely. And we're going to link the link to the girl who did it, Fleshwatch. She's awesome. Shout out. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. These images are so freaking cute.
So cute.
I'm so obsessed.
Yeah. I'm like really close to just getting a tattoo of myself as a cartoon. Like, it's just adorable.
They're so cute. So we're going to have the link to our merch down below in the description.
Yes.
And also on Twitter, Instagram, it'll be on our link tree. Mm-hmm. It'll be everywhere, you guys, because we have a code for you.
A code.
To get. For 10%
off. 10%
off
your purchase.
Until Halloween, October 31st, it will expire. So use the code. It's Mythic, M-Y-T-H-I-C, code Mythic to get 10% off. And wear us on your body.
Wear us on your body, please. Or drink us out of your coffee mug.
Oh my God, yeah. Or put us on something. We got stickers.
Stickers.
Too, and
phone cases.
Masks. Mask up. Like,
mask up. Wear us on your face, please.
Yes. We did mention about the giveaway. Mm-hmm. So we're going to announce the specific details of how to enter the giveaway on October 1st. That'll be on our Twitter and our Instagram and Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then you guys are going to get to pick out a merch item that you want if you win the giveaway. And we will send it to you at no charge at all.
Exactly. We're going to be buying it and supporting ourselves so you can wear us.
And then, take pictures if you guys buy any merch.
Yeah.
We can post you everywhere.
Yeah, I would love to see
all
people wearing
faces,
us. Yes.
Wearing
and we
faces.
Could actually see people who are listening to us instead of just seeing you as a number on one of our sites.
Yes.
So
add us, do all that.
Yes. And what is that code again for our merch?
It's code Mythic, M-Y-T-H-I-C.
Perfect.
10%
off. 10%
off,
guys.
Yes. Yay. All right. And today's episode is fun. It's our, I want to say best-selling, but that's not it. It's
best-selling.
Our most listened to episode.
Yes, we're doing more cryptids.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yes, and actually we're just finding there's so many cryptids out there, and it's just fun to be able to just pick and choose which ones I want to do, honestly.
Yeah, so reminder again, we're going to be coming out with 5 cryptids episodes for the month of October, so please send us your recommendations if there's a cryptid you guys want us to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi, go ahead and take it away, girl.
Serena, gladly. All right. I'm going back to the Scottish and English and Irish little area of our world. I talked last time about red caps. And if you guys remember, those guys are the ones that, like, quote unquote, protect the castles away from people and will throw rocks at you so you don't come near them. So I wanted to do something a little more nicer this time. I'm going to be talking about brownies.
Which you mentioned in that episode.
Yes,
a little bit.
Yeah. So
I thought it was dessert.
Yeah, it's not. I'm sorry. It's just, they're little people, okay?
Don't eat them.
Itty bitty little people. Don't eat them.
Oh my gosh, like little minahunis.
A little what?
Oh.
What?
Remember from Hawaii, the minahunis?
Yeah. So actually, these are smaller than those. They're like itty bitty little like people. This big, are they? We're, if you guys can't tell, we're showing each other like the sizes of our fingers. Like, this is how big they are. All right. So, a brownie, it is pretty much the opposite of our murder red caps that I talked about a couple weeks ago. They are a house spirit, kind of a fairy little goblin guy. I say guy because majority of the sightings are still men, which was also with red caps. I thought that was interesting. But what they do is they clean your house for you or perform work around the farm.
I need that.
Right? They're very helpful little people. You don't need to pay them, which I think is even better.
By donation only? Or
kind of, yeah. So what they do require is some sort of offering daily for them performing all of your chores around the house or the farm. They prefer milk or cream. But any type of food or drink will do. You just kind of leave them, like, have a little designated area for your little, you know, offerings to
like
the brownies.
Like Santa's milk and cookies, but...
Yeah, actually, I was going to mention something about that, so thank you. But yeah, that actually reminded me of, like, we're leaving milk and cookies out for these people to clean our house. I'm fine with that.
I wish Santa would clean my house.
Right? Right? Instead of bringing all those presents and having your kid make the house a mess.
And then I have
to clean up. So, yeah, so... These little house spirits will clean the house for you as long as you keep giving them that offering of like some milk or something to drink or eat. However, do not take them for granted. If they want the milk before they go and do their chores and it's not there, they're not going to be happy. And then you're not going to have any chores done. So if you take them for granted, they could then be turned into what is called a Bogart.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, and they're
also...
Harry
Potter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Which they're kind of like, you know, little mischievous little fairies as well. If you offend them, they will leave the home. They can be mischievous. They do not like laziness. And they will play pranks on lazy humans and human servants. So this goes back to like... people living in castles and having people work for them in their houses like all day and all night. If the brownies noticed that one of the servants wasn't doing the chores correctly, they would start playing pranks on these servants because the brownies have to go by and clean up after them. I mentioned that you don't want to offend them. So a way that you could offend a brownie is by offering them a gift. Like, remember Dobby from Harry Potter, who was a house elf, right?
Yeah.
You present him with clothes and he's excited and he's free. No, don't do that to the brownies. They don't want clothing. They don't want any sort of gifts. They don't want you doing things for
them.
Nothing
like material.
Nothing material.
They just want milk.
They just want milk and cream. And then they'll be happy and continue cleaning your house.
I'm fine with that.
Right? They only like to work at night. They will not come out during the day. They don't want to mess with humans or really see us. They appreciate us being here. They appreciate us giving them something to do, I'm guessing. But yeah, they don't like to, you know, come out during the day. They don't like to be spied on, so don't spy on them. Don't be like, you know, kids during Christmas wanting to see Santa and staying up all night waiting for him. Don't do that with the brownies. They will then take offense and then they will leave. But they'll clean your house all night. So that's pretty interesting.
Nice.
I mean, I would love that if some little people were cleaning my house randomly at night.
I'm like, can you pack for me too?
Because mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got a lot to
do. I know, girl. So, but yes, they do, like I said, expect the food every night. And then they'll continue cleaning your house and they'll be all happy. And let me talk about kind of what these guys look like, because they're not the prettiest of creatures, which I thought sucked because they sound so cute. And so apparently the reason they're called brownies is because the color of their skin is like this weird brown color. They're also covered in wrinkles. So gross. They're also covered in short, curly hair. They sometimes wear a hood and... they sometimes look like itty-bitty children, but, like, I've been told that they're, like, very small compared to all the sightings or, like, things I've read about.
Like, there's 4 inches.
Like, tiny little things. So, but they kind of look like children. They don't look like adults. They're, like...
Wrinkly children?
Wrinkly children. Yeah. I know. That's
frightening.
I know, right? It sounds kind of scary when you describe what they look like, but you're like, they're these little people who are cleaning your house. So in my head, I'm going to think they're adorable.
You just said they were gross.
I know, but it's because like they're called brownies.
Don't come
and
clean
I
her
think,
house.
I think that brownies is a cute name.
Yeah.
I expect these creatures to be cute. But I don't have any brownies cleaning my house at night. So.
That's because you think they're gross.
Sorry, guys. Don't be wrinkly. I don't know.
Put out milk? No.
I don't. Try it. I don't. I'm just going to put out milk.
Louie will drink it.
Louie doesn't come in the house.
Oh, he's trying to scare the shit out of
exactly.
me.
Exactly. So, I mentioned Dobby earlier from Harry Potter and how he was dressed in, like, rags as his clothes. That's how brownies prefer to dress, and hence why they don't want any gifts giving them clothes or anything like that. Something that I thought was also interesting, that remember when I was talking about red caps, how they don't like iron or Catholic Christian symbols? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for brownies. They don't like Christian symbols. Don't know exactly why. I'm just going to go back to how, you know, Catholicism was coming in and taking over other types of religions and beliefs. So I think that has something to play with it. And yeah, they just complete their stuff at night and they'll clean your house. So, I mean, yeah, nothing really bad about that, I feel like. I will like to talk about, so if you treat them bad, and as I said, they could be turned into Bogarts. So they would start destroying stuff in your home at that point. If you disrespect them, giving them a present, spying on them, trying to talk to them, they'll start destroying your house as a Bogart. So
it's in the opposite.
They turn exactly into the opposite. They also feel like that if you are lazy and if you are trying to spy on them or anything, there's something called a brownie clod. And it's where they start throwing dirt clods at you, which goes back to red caps. And I'm like, why do they want to throw stuff at us?
I don't know. That's not nice.
No. There's also a type of brownie called a brown men. And it is men, not man. But brown men, they are wild brownies, and they like to protect wildlife, and they're also redheaded, and they avoid humans. So, interesting.
Same.
Like to avoid humans. I cannot pronounce this word, but I'm going to try. It's a gruagach. Yeah, G-R-U-A-G-A-C-H.
I think that was a good try.
Gruagach. It's Celtic. I don't speak Celtic, so I tried. They live off the coast of Scotland, and they watch over animals, and they also like to have milk left out for them. And there's also one called a brownie, but it's spelt differently. So the ones I'm talking about end in I-E. This one is from England specifically and ends in E-Y, and they watch over beehives.
Aww. Yeah,
so there's some really cute ones out there. See? Cute.
How wholesome.
Wholesome, watching the beehives, which we need more of that. So those are brownies, you know, little people that clean your house. And I would really like them here in the States. I think they would help me out a little bit at night because I don't want to clean after I cook. Yeah. Fuck that.
Has anybody seen one?
So Serena caught me watching some YouTube videos last week.
At work.
Sorry, guys. I was on break. And I was trying to find any sort of anything of people actually seeing brownies. And there was this guy whose videos I was following. Cannot remember his name right now. But he has a few different videos. And I don't know if they're fake or not. If they are, good freaking job.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So this guy is in England, in the high, and you know, the forest or whatever, and he's just filming himself. He's a painter, so he'll film himself painting, and then you get all the pretty music of the nature and whatnot in his videos. But he's really out there searching for fairies, and so there's a few videos of him quote unquote finding these fairies. So that was about as close as I got to any sightings. However, I did find a really interesting story, and it's, where was it? In, I believe this one was in Scotland. I don't have the date of when this story was, like, published or told, but how it goes is there was this man who was a little poor. He was working for a family, and he's doing chores and stuff around their house. Well, he starts to really fall in love with the daughter of the man who he's working for, and one day he's out doing his chores and he comes across this bird that needed some help. And he helps this bird. Bird flies away. He's like, okay, keeps doing his chores. A couple days go by and he's at that same spot where he saw that bird. And all of a sudden he sees this little guy kind of pop out of the grass and starts talking to him. And so the man is like, "What? Like, how do you know who I am? What's going on here?" And the guy, who happens to be a brownie, said, "Do you remember that bird you helped a couple days ago? Well, that was me, and I really appreciate it. I can start doing chores for you." Aww. The man, whose job is to do chores around this property, is like all for it. So he still does his chores during the day. He's still falling in love with the guy's daughter who he's working for. And the brownie notices this, that this guy is really infatuated with this girl. So the brownie is taking extra time to do her chores, to clean her clothes, to make everything nice so that when she wakes up, she's like, dumbfounded about how everything is always nice and prepared for her. And she starts to believe that it's the man doing this for her. She starts to fall in love with him because she's kind of a brat and wants people to do things for her. So she's like, this guy's doing everything for me. I ain't gotta work. I don't even have to wash my own clothes. He's doing it for me. So this continues to happen. The brownie continues to clean up her stuff, do her clothes, all the chores that she doesn't finish, and as well as the man, and he's helping out with the chores at night to help whatever he wasn't able to finish. As time passes, they actually end up getting married, the man and this woman. So once they're married, the brownie kind of stops doing all of her chores, and she starts to be like, hey, hubby, you know, why aren't all my chores being done? What the hell's going on? You were doing this before we got together. What stopped? Well, guess who just randomly appears in the house to start laughing at her but the brownie? Going, oh, hey, actually, that was me.
Damn, you busted him out.
Totally busted him out. Saying, sorry, actually, that was me.
That's fucked up.
So, yeah, she was not happy about that. And, pretty much divorced the guy. Left him. Weird. I know, right? Left the guy. The guy ends up getting poor. And that's the end of the story. Yeah. Pretty freaking sad. So, there is that story. But I found a story that it's the exact same story, except there had a little more detail. And at the point when the brownie pops out to tell her, like, hey, I'm the one who's actually doing those chores, not your husband. She ends up putting hot coals on the ground before going to bed, and then the brownie ends up burning his feet. So then he starts to destroy the house, then she divorces the man, and then he becomes poor and she marries somebody else who's rich. So, yeah.
Gold digging ass.
I know, right? So that was the only story I could really find. But
she overbaked the brownie.
Pretty much overbaked the brownie, exactly.
So, guy.
As I said, don't take advantage of them and
or just abuse them.
Or abuse them. Yeah. So since I couldn't find many findings and, you know, actual stories to go along with it, except for just the regular folklore that's already out there, I started thinking of movies and books that have to do with little itty bitty people. And
people in the cupboard.
The what?
Isn't there like the little people in the cupboard?
The Indian in the cupboard? Yeah. I was like the people in the I was thinking about the people under the stairs. Like that's a good movie.
Is
creepy.
Okay.
Creepy,
no,
but
like,
good.
I was like, I'm having like a memory of being a child and watching this movie with some person that comes out of the cupboard and like.
Yeah, he puts the little Indian figurine in the cupboard, closes it, locks it. Opens it back up, and then the guy's alive.
I probably haven't seen it since I was, like, 5.
Okay? I just know it. So, yeah, that's
not
actually
on your list?
It is not, actually, but I think that's awesome that you brought it up. Because he ends up taking other little toys and having them come to life.
See, that's a movie I've seen.
Toy Soldiers?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well, there's other movies with toys coming to life.
Toy Story.
Yeah, but it's not live action.
I thought it was really good animation, though.
I agree. Everybody loves Pixar, right? Mm-hmm. So, the movies I was thinking about was, of course, The Borrowers. Have you seen it, Serena?
I feel like I read the book.
There's 5 books.
Okay,
so,
I was
going to
say, I think I read the book.
But you need to watch the movie.
I've seen The Secret Life of Arrietty.
I have not.
So good, I can let you borrow it.
Thank you, I will. So, the Borrowers, like as I said, there's 5 books. I did not write down the dates that they were published. But it's all about these itty-bitty people who live in the walls of our homes. They don't clean up or anything like the brownies do. But you will find, like, random stuff missing. And it's just for them to to use in their everyday life. So you got those random socks missing? It's the borrowers. They need them for their, you know, beds and stuff.
I was going to say, they're building hammocks.
Exactly. No, they go into details of that, and it's really cool. That's why I like the books and movies go into details about what it looks like.
Always the book over the movie.
Always. But the reason I want you to actually watch this movie is because there are two people in it who are from Harry Potter.
Oh, who?
Yeah, Malfoy.
Okay.
As like a little kid, little Malfoy. And this movie came out in 1997, by the way, so yeah. And Professor Slughorn is in it,
nice.
Who plays his dad.
Oh, cute.
And, yeah, I was like, they're like...
They look nothing alike.
But they play, they're some of the borrowers in the movie as the main characters.
I'll watch it just for baby Draco.
It is. Just itty-bitty Draco.
Cute.
And, always a good movie. I really like it. Just go ahead and watch The Borrowers. And then there's also, it's also a movie, but it's a bunch of stories back from the 1700s called Gulliver's Travels. Have you heard or seen
it?
So there was a movie that came out, Gulliver's Travels. Jack Black is in it. It came out in 2010. And pretty much it's Gulliver, this guy, and he has a bunch of, you know, travels. He has a whole bunch of stuff going on. He goes places, okay?
Words are hard.
So, for this particular one, this did come out in the 1700s. Gulliver is on a boat that crashes and he gets washed ashore. Well, when he wakes up, he's the prisoner of these itty-bitty people and they're like tying him down. So, this is regular big guy getting tied down by all these little people like just surrounding him. And eventually he actually becomes part of their society. They still kind of are weary of him because he's such a big thing. And they're like, why are you a giant?
Yeah, also he's a big motherfucker anyways.
Yeah, exactly. So he ends up like living on the island. He does end up leaving at some point. A whole bunch of stuff also happens. But that's about a whole island and a race of tiny people. So there's more folklore about it. And as I'm sitting here talking about it, I didn't do any sort of fucking research on the pygmies. And that's actually, like documented in, not paleontology, that's for dinosaurs, but archaeology. There's actual, like, evidence of these itty-bitty people on the pygmy islands. And I should have done some research on that, and I didn't.
Fail.
So,
definitely. It's okay. We can circle back.
Yes. Yes,
because...
we can. Why not?
Mine was hard, too.
So those are the brownies. Leave some milk out for them, and they might clean your house. Especially, like, if you're like me and don't want to do the dishes after dinner. Maybe I should leave out milk. Maybe they'll do it for me.
Yeah, I was trying to pass my cat over to you, said no.
She doesn't want me.
All right. I also did something in, like, the kind of Ireland, Scotland area.
Yes. Places we need to visit.
Yes. All right, so I am going to be covering the banshee. Do you know what that is?
I know that they're supposed to make really, like, screechy noises. Yes. Is about all I know.
Okay, cool. So banshee, the word banshee comes from the Irish word meaning woman of the fairy mound.
Oh, okay.
Her name is connected to the mythologically important tumuli, which I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, that doth the Irish countryside. Tumulus is a mound of earth and stones raised over graves.
Oh.
So think like kind
like
of...
like a dome almost over a gravesite?
Yeah, but like usually they're bunched together.
Okay.
There's like multiple.
Okay.
So they dot the Irish countryside.
Mm-hmm.
So picture that. She also has another name, Little Washerwoman.
Little... I've actually heard that. I didn't know that it was a banshee,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, so that comes from the tales of her being spotted washing the bloodstains from the clothes of individuals who were soon to die.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Creepy, right? So, a banshee is a female spirit who heralds the death of a family member that's, you know, coming. So, usually it's by wailing, shrieking, or keening.
Keening.
Got my definition for you.
Thank you.
So keening is the traditional form of vocal lament for the dead in Celtic and Irish tradition. Keening was a vocal ritual art form performed at the wake or graveside in mourning of the dead.
Oh.
Also may be related back to the Middle East.
I was going to say it kind of reminds me of like throat singing. from Alaska.
Oh, like indigenous.
Yeah, indigenous.
Like Inuit, I think.
Yeah, Inuit. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah.
All right. So the keen itself is composed of stock poetic elements. So the listing of the genealogy of the deceased, praise for the deceased, and emphasis on the woeful condition of those that are left behind. Mm-hmm. And this is set to a vocal lament. So it's mm-hmm. like mixed with this sad song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking about ancestors and this person dying, but yeah. in a sing-song
but
way.
Not pleasant, like,
no.
Yeah, no. You could pay people to do this mm-hmm. at funerals or wakes, and then I don't believe it's... I could be completely wrong. I don't think it's practiced anymore
okay.
since the 50s, but I could be wrong on that.
All right. Anybody in Ireland care to enlighten us?
Oh, yeah, let us know, please. What I found is they're saying no, but...
Yeah, but let us know if we're wrong.
So the first accounts of the Banshee dates back to as far as 1380,
okay.
and mentions of the Banshee can be found in Norman literature.
Okay.
So Norman literature is literature composed in the Anglo-Norman language developed during the period 1066 to 1204, when the Duchy of Normandy and the Kingdom of England were united in the Anglo-Norman
gotcha. Yeah.
realm.
I gotcha.
Realm? Area.
In that area.
Yeah. Okay, so then some historians say that the first sites of the Banshee can be traced to the 8th century, which is 701 AD to 880.
Okay.
Which were based on a tradition where women sang a sorrowful song to lament someone's death. These women were known as keeners, and since they accepted alcohol as payment, they were said to be sinners who were then punished by being doomed to be banshees.
The hell?
Yeah.
Wow. So... I have so many more questions.
I don't know if I have the answers.
Keeners, but... you can pay them with alcohol, but it's not necessary to pay them with alcohol, right?
I think that that's just the origin of, like, where banshees came from.
Okay.
They think that they were keeners that accepted alcohol as a form of payment. So in punishment for them being the sinners mm-hmm. that they are taking the alcohol... they're now doomed to become banshees.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I don't think in the 50s people were paying...
people with alcohol.
I don't know, maybe. And that could be where, like, the...
who knows?
The stereotype of, like, alcohol in Ireland comes from.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if that's a real thing or not.
Right, right.
I don't know, yeah.
Interesting, though. Yeah. Okay.
So, what she looked like...
yes.
So, she sometimes has long, streaming hair... sometimes she could be wearing a gray cloak over a green dress. Her eyes are red from continual weeping. Other mm-hmm. times she may be dressed in all white with red hair and a ghastly complexion, which that reminds me of, like, the woman in white, which we know yep. in other mm-hmm. stories. There's a million and one stories about the woman in
right.
white. And it seems that they're all like, oh, the wailing woman mm-hmm. or, you know, the weeping woman.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm thinking it's the same. I'm thinking it might be...
something, it, at least
our
similar.
Adapted version of
there
that.
You go, yeah, yeah, something that we borrowed from yeah. Ireland when we came over.
Yep.
I like how we're saying we, at the, we're meaning all Americans at
I
this
mean,
point.
I am a lot Irish.
Right, I got Scottish, so yeah.
but
yeah, that makes sense. We had to bring those traditions with us
yeah,
and it kind of manifest into what we have today.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that that's interesting to note.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes assumes the form of a sweet singing virgin of the family who died young and has been given the mission by the invisible powers to become the harbinger of coming doom to her mortal kindred.
Jeez.
So I'm your virgin cousin who died and you're going to see me warning you that somebody in your family could die.
Oh, jeez.
Or something like that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then she may be seen at night as a shrouded woman. Crouched beneath the trees, lamenting with a veiled face, or flying past in the moonlight, crying bitterly.
Oh.
I'm like, are you a witch now?
That's what I was going to say. Like, witch? Okay.
Yeah. And then, so, the cry of the spirit is mournful beyond all other sounds on earth, and betokens certain death to some member of the family wherever it is heard in the silence of the night. So, some people think, oh, I saw a banshee, I'm going to die. But that's
okay.
not it. Usually, okay, I've seen conflicting things online, but the way I took it is that you're not the one that's going to die.
So,
see, maybe, but she's not the one that's causing it. She's not death or the Grim Reaper or whatever you
right,
want to call it. She's
right.
just warning you. She's
yeah.
not causing it.
She's pretty much telling you either you or
someone
in your family
yeah.
is going to pass away.
Yeah.
So
I would say
yeah,
I don't
like
think
warning.
It's you, but then I think that the stories I have say are. So back to what she looks like, a beautiful woman, you know, wearing a shroud, a pale woman in a white dress with long red hair, a woman with a long silver dress and silver hair, a headless woman carrying a bowl of blood that is naked from the waist up. Scary as fuck.
Okay. Boobs out, blood in a bowl.
Titties out.
Titties out.
I was just sitting there, barbecue sauce on my titties.
All my titties.
No, yeah, scary, right? An old woman with frightening red eyes, a green dress and a long white hair. A lot of times I feel like the veil comes up, but then that's something that is prominent in, like, mourning, so makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so according to the mythology of the Banshee, if she is seen, she will vanish into a cloud of mist, and this action creates a noise similar to a bird flapping its wings. So another one of the names she goes by is Hag of the Mist.
Hag of the Mist.
Yeah. Crazy. And then again, banshees don't cause death. They only serve as a warning of death.
Okay.
And then, so the song can be heard a few days before the death of a family member. And in most cases, the song can only be heard by the person for whom it is intended.
Okay.
So if you're in a group of people, you might be the only one that hears it.
And then everyone thinks you're nuts.
Exactly.
They're like, no, there's no music going on. It's like, yes, there is. That lady. Right? Like, you don't hear that?
And then in mythology, the Banshee was linked to the fairies as being part of the mystical race Tuatha De Danann, which I feel like I fucked that up, which fairies descended from. I didn't do too much research into that because I want to do an entire episode. Yeah. So I steered away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely going to touch on that.
Oh, yeah. More fairies.
Yeah.
Fairies.
And then I think I found this website. It's from the Irish Post. And so there are tales of battles being abandoned by soldiers because after hearing wailing in the woods just before tussling with their enemies, terrified by the thought of the banshee signaling their impending death, they would flee.
Okay. So
just abandoned, dipping out.
Yeah, like I don't want to fight no more. Deuces.
Yeah. And then fleeing soldiers would usually be killed by their enemies, their own armies for desertion, or simply by the elements if they stayed in hiding. And with every death, the legend of the Banshee would grow and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Shrieks from the forest are never pleasant.
Which we say the least.
Even in the 21st century with our rational minds. But when a blood-curdling howl is there to welcome you or your loved ones in the arms of death, you can imagine how the Banshee quickly became one of the most feared and featured creatures of Irish folklore.
Yeah.
Scary, right?
No, that's hella scary.
Yeah. I couldn't find any, like... people. I mean, there's like a couple, like, oh yeah, I heard the wailing of the banshee outside and then my cousin died or my brother died, you know, but nothing that was like super stuck out.
Yeah, it's hard to like really get a concrete solid story when it comes to mythical creatures,
especially when the folklore goes back that far, like with both the brownies and the banshees.
Yeah,
it's just I don't know. If we were in Ireland and we'd go talk to some people, we'll have some stories.
And we would probably have a lot more knowledge about where these stories originated from and exactly how they are believed or interpreted today. So
I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. Dude. So. Yeah, that creeps me out. I don't want to hear any sort of singing.
Yeah, there's YouTube videos, too, where you can hear, like, a banshee cry or a banshee scream.
Ooh.
Scary.
Okay, I'm going to have to look into those. So brownies, let's keep them happy so they can clean our house and
give them milk and cream.
I don't know what to do about banshees.
I don't think there's like a way you can. I think it's familial too, so I think that because it goes back to what they were saying about like the virgin in your family. I want to say that it's somebody in your family.
Gotcha.
So like
one person in the family hears it and then something happens, even if it's generations later.
I think it's within the family.
Exactly.
Familial line.
Mm-hmm. So it might have something to do with being Irish or Scottish, period.
I think, it's mostly like the Celtic.
Yeah, area. That would make sense.
I've seen some in like the UK, just the whole UK, I guess.
Yeah.
It would be that area or like in England where...
it's like a special gift
that you don't want.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you would hear this happen and then, I don't know. If I knew that if I heard this song or this scream or howl, and I've heard stories of when you hear that someone in your family's gonna pass away, that would scare the fuck out of me.
It would make me so on edge. I would be like, so oh anxious. My God. Yeah, my anxiety yeah. would be through the roof.
Yeah, so.
I would need a different kind of brownie to calm myself down.
I agree with that. Like, did you hear that? Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
She's coming for you, man.
She's coming.
On that note.
What is our promotion again, Sabrina?
Yes. So you guys, I will have, again, the merch store. We're going through Teespring. I'll have that linked down below in the description, as well as on all of our social media platforms. You can use the code MYTHIC, M-Y-T-H-I-C, for 10% off until October 31st. And then details to our giveaway. We're going to be releasing how to enter that on October 1st on all of our social media platforms. Please participate. We would love it if we could get, 100 people to participate. Maybe we'll even choose more than one.
Who knows? So, keep following us on Instagram with Weird Mythic Podcast. We're also on Facebook at Weird Mythic. We're also on Twitter
at Weird Mythic.
And if anything, guys, we would like to get some emails at weirdmythicpodcast@gmail.com. As we've said in other episodes, send us your stories, man. We still want those stories.
Or recommendations.
Or if there's anything that you want to, like, piggyback on for one of our episodes, help us out. Let us know if we missed anything, because enlighten us.
We all like to learn.
We're not going to take anything, like, oh, they corrected me, now I feel bad.
No, we love
correct
it.
Me.
Please. Naomi loves to get corrected.
I was like, trust. There's a few people on, like, what was Twitter that made fun of. I said to close or to turn off a window. Thanks for calling me out. Because you can't.
You can't. Tried it. Didn't work.
Nope. No, not at all.
Yeah, well, awesome. This was a good episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to be dropping some really fun things. What's our next episode going to be?
Oh, man.
I think it's the games.
Yeah, we're doing creepy games. I need to play one and record it and see what happens. Hopefully, I survive.
Haunted games, you guys. Yeah. Should we bust the Ouija board out?
We could. Does not want it at his house, though.
I'm moving out, so as long as nothing attaches itself to me, we'll keep you guys posted. Every story I've heard of, I don't want to fuck with the Ouija board, but...
I mean, yeah, we'll discuss our little dabbles with that on the next episode.
Dabbles with demons. Ooh, that's a good
title. Oh my gosh, done.
I don't want to dabble with any demons. Okay, we're ending this now. Bye, guys.
Bye.